This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za. Power Drive with Thabiso Kotahane. Weekdays 3 to 6 p.m. on Power 98.7.
So a lot of people have been complaining about electricity and how much it costs them. I remember, when was it, 2 days ago, we were talking about electricity. I think it was on Monday. And people were complaining about the fact that you buy electricity worth 100 for 100 rands, but you get units that are worth, what, 30 rand, 40 rand. And people are wondering, where does the rest of the money go? So Teboho Ramatlo is the founder of Ramatlo Energy, joining us to try and save us from this whole misunderstanding that is costly for that matter. Teboho, good afternoon to you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much. How are you?
I'm very well, man. So what could be the issue here? Because some people are saying that they pay different prices for units that do not speak to the value of money that they bought electricity for. What could be the problem? Because some are saying there are too many elements. You know, municipality takes this amount, and the service provider takes this amount, and you end up with units that are far less than what you had paid for. What are the dynamics there?
Okay. In terms of that, we have different tariffs. Different municipalities have their own tariffs.
Yeah.
One would be the service fee, where they charge you the service fee of maybe about 50 rand, 30 rand on your first purchase, and you're in the beginning of the month. So, and then the other one is inclined block tariff, where the more you pay, the more you use, the more you pay. And then the less you use, the less you pay. But within that in itself, you have VAT that plays a role. So if someone is buying electricity for 1,000 rand, they're thinking they're buying for 1,000 rand. They're not calculating the VAT that's included as well. And then the big issue here is, most of the household consumers do not understand any of these tariffs.
Mm.
They don't understand where to buy, where is the off-peak time, where is the on-peak time. They have no information of that. And the fact that there have been tariff increases, they still also don't know that.
Yeah, yeah. So it's VAT. It is, yeah. What else did you say? It's VAT. It's the service provider.
It's a VAT. There's a VAT, the service fee inside as well. And then there's the charge of the kilowatt unit that you pay for.
I see. So what is the service fee? What is the service fee for?
So your municipality will also, isn't it that you are buying electricity from them?
Yeah.
So they are basically the middle guy between NERSA or Eskom and the end consumer. So they will charge you a service fee for that.
What do they do with these middle people?
Honestly, that's how the municipality makes money. So the municipality will charge their own service fee, and then you'll find other electricity sellers, for example, maybe ShopRite or whoever, they might add their service fee. Because if people buy electricity from the municipality and then they buy the same day, they buy at your ShopRite or your any other distributors,
yeah,
the prices are not the same.
Is there a difference between a person who buys directly from Eskom and the one who buys directly from the municipality?
Yes, there's a big difference. For example, in Tshwane, you have Soshanguve and Mabopane.
Yes.
Certain places in Mabopane and also certain places in Soshanguve, they buy directly from Eskom, and then other places, they buy directly from Tshwane. So the price difference would be, from Eskom, it's cheaper, and then from Tshwane, you'd pay around 260. There's a big price difference there. It's cheaper to buy directly from Eskom rather than the municipality. But also, remember that the service that you get with in regards to Eskom, where you have your issues with your transformer,
yeah,
they might just take longer to fix it. Whereas with Tshwane, the service that you pay for, you actually receive it where you will say there's an issue with our transformer or this, they will come and fix immediately.
Yeah, yeah. And some people say if you buy it on the first, There's a difference of price if you buy it on the first and if you buy it in the middle of the month. I can't remember which one is lesser between the first of the month and in the middle of the month. I mean, is there such a thing?
Yes. So how it works is that would be the inclined block tariff. How it works is that the beginning of your month, when you pay, for example, usually the middle class are the main victims of this. They will take out a budget of 1,000 rand to buy electricity. That signals the system that you're actually using a lot of electricity because your block tariff prices are based on how much you buy. So if you buy between 0 and 200 kilowatt hours or units, you'll pay this much. If you buy between 400 and 450 units, you'll pay 260, 270, somewhere there. And then in the middle of the month, because you're buying lower, it lowers down.
Sorry,
So,
just explain this block tariff again. Please, bro.
okay.
Sorry.
So,
It just went
so
poop.
that's also the issue is that a lot of people do not understand the system,
Yeah.
how it works and how it's charged.
Yeah.
So, in simple words, block tariff is the more electricity that you use, the higher you pay. So in your first month, when you are buying electricity for the whole month, it says that you are using from 0 kilowatt to a certain amount of kilowatt. So if you're going to buy electricity of 250, that says you're buying from 0 to 100 something units. And then it captures that and says you're using less electricity. So if you buy higher in the beginning of the month, it says to the system that you are actually using high amount of electricity.
But that can't be fair, though, Debo.
Yes. So what people usually do is they buy 250 in the beginning of the month to last a week, 250 the following week, just like that. And
So,
then
but then you are increasing your chances of actually paying more because it means you are using more electricity.
as well. So the confusion, and on the ground, if you study the block tariffs and the types of tariffs that the municipalities use, and you look at the evidence that the people share, it does not make sense. During the week, we saw in Tembisa when there was a strike, someone actually bought electricity and they were charged 5 rand per unit. Doesn't make sense because if you look at the municipalities' units, they like for a township, the most you could pay is about 260, 270 if
Yeah.
you're using about 600 kilowatt hours
It
a month.
just boggles the mind because some people would budget. Some people would say, I earn like what? At this amount of money, I would rather buy more than enough electricity or enough electricity to push me for a month. You know what I mean? So they would
Yes.
buy, they would use a higher amount to
Yes.
buy so that they know that it will stretch them, even if it does not get to the finish line at the end of the month. But then on the other hand, that is interpreted to mean that you use high electricity. It just
Yes,
boggles the mind.
it does that. So the issue is, I think this is where, because if you remember 3 years ago, Tshwane had an issue with illegal tariff hikes.
Yes.
That's where NESA should come in and actually educate the public on how the differences between Eskom and municipalities, and
Absolutely.
when is it best to buy. And obviously, in the township, you have the middle income that's actually feeling the pain, you know, of high electricity,
Yeah.
and they're the ones that are paying. They are paying more, whereas low income houses are not paying so much.
Yeah.
So I think the education on how these tariffs works and prove that this is how they work, because all the evidence on the
Yeah.
ground doesn't show that
Yeah.
they are working.
No,
Yet.
Debohom, sorry, man, we've run out of time, but thank you so much. You've just
Pleasure.
educated us here because I think those could be underlying issues as well, you know, that make people angry in the townships to say, but why is it that I spend so much money on electricity? Can't it's this whole
Definitely.
block tariff type of a thing that
Yes.
comes into play? Thank you so much, sir, for your time.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.